It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And it's time for our friend, our guest from the community today. And, well, Amber was going to come in from the Northeast Texas Small Business Development Center. Unfortunately, she had, well, she had a flat. Quadruple. Flat. I hate flats.
Oh, that's just the worst.
So, Johnny Riley stepped up.
Thank you.
The pinch hitter came in. He came in and said, I'll take it. And so Johnny Riley is here from the Northeast Texas Small Business Development Center. It's great to have you in, Johnny.
Thank you very much for this opportunity to be here with you guys today. Just want to compliment you guys. I see some of your broadcasts.
Thank you.
I'm one of those persons who listen to you on Facebook Live.
There you go, Facebook Live, which is a good place to hear and see us. He was on Facebook Live just a little while ago,
as a matter of fact. Yes,
he was. But we're talking about what Northeast Texas Small Business Development Center is all about.
Yes.
Now, you said that they're headquartered out of Mount Pleasant, but satellite offices here
in Texarkana
and Atlanta.
Atlanta, yes, sir.
So you cover the Northeast Texas region. What is Northeast Texas business development all about? What's your charter?
Our charge is to help small and mid-sized businesses in our community be successful, in a nutshell. And we do that by providing support for business plan development, marketing, marketing research, and also advising new business owners and current business owners on how, if a current business owner is in trouble, mm-hmm. we try to help them get out of trouble. And if a new business owner wants to start a business, we walk them through the process.
All right, we'll get to the trouble here in a minute. The guy out there, and use the analogy on the Facebook of maybe somebody that's great at plumbing.
Right.
And he's got an idea. I'm going to start my own business. He's got a great idea. He's very good at what he does, but he doesn't know the first thing maybe about all the ins and outs of starting a business. There's a lot to it.
And that's right, because, you know, if you have employees, mm-hmm. you may have to pay those employees and their payroll taxes that are involved there. If you're going to work through the city, there may be some licenses that you need with the city. And also, of course, you have to have that great thing we call the tax ID number.
Right, very important.
That's very important. Yeah. And some folks say, well, I'll work under my name. But, of course, there's some liabilities as it relates to that. Mm-hmm. So you may need a limited liability corporation. And, you know, we may have to send you to an attorney or recommend an attorney to actually work through that particular process. And then if you work in the state of Texas, uh-huh. in the state of Arkansas or Louisiana, you have to register with the state.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that go into starting a small. It's a great thing to do because America is run and built on small businesses.
It right. is, yes.
But there's a lot to it. It's not like flipping on a light switch and going, okay, I'm gonna start a business. But that's what you guys are there for, to help them with all the ins and outs, so it'll be a lot easier.
Yes, and that's our goal, is to really make sure that if there is a roadblock or if there's something that's hindering them or a challenge, that we help them through the process and we advise them through that particular process.
Right.
And as I said, you know, earlier on the Facebook broadcast, there are people who are starting businesses today
successfully during the pandemic.
Yeah. Yes, cleaning businesses, just imagine.
Yeah.
The number of cleaning businesses, just imagine the number of people who are delivering
mm-hmm.
items to individuals.
Absolutely.
In their home.
Yeah, that's big time right now.
Yes,
so there yeah. are avenues all the time to be successful. You just have to have a sharp plan, have a good plan, and get the help that you need, because, you know, don't ever go into something going, well, since I know about this, I can do that, even though I don't really know about it. Go to the professionals that can help you.
Right.
It's always great to make things easier.
And do it right the first time.
And do it right yes. the first time. Yeah, absolutely. Johnny's going to stick around because we're going to talk about, speaking of helping,
yeah.
businesses that may be suffering a little bit because of the COVID pandemic over the last little bit. There's government help out there, help that they can lead you to and help you to. And it's out there. You might as well take advantage of it. We'll be continuing to talk about this and more of the best and the most country. We'll continue as well right here on The Pig on a Wednesday morning. Why does it have to be right or wrong?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, do you know that we have a guest? Johnny Riley has stepped in for Amber, who had a flat.
Oh, goodness.
Maybe she didn't want me to tell everybody she had a flat. Well, it's too late. I already did.
Sorry, Amber.
We feel sorry
we
for her.
We shared your info.
We really do feel sorry for
her. We do. We wish that your car just maybe hadn't started. Then you'd be in the driveway, not on the side of the
well,
road.
Well, maybe she had a flat right there in the driveway.
Let's hope so.
But anyway, Johnny is in from the Northeast Texas Small Business Development Center and the Extended COVID Recovery Resources for Small Business. They are a nonprofit resource partner of the SBA, the Small Business Administration. And Johnny, that's what part of what we want to talk about this time around is the COVID recovery resources that are out there. There's, you said it's like happened twice, or there's something that's happened twice.
PPE.
Not the PPE.
Okay, not the
PPP.
The PPP. Oh, the PPP.
Payroll Protection.
I get so confused.
Yes, the Payroll Protection Program. That program is designed to help individuals make sure they can meet their obligation as it relates to payroll. And then, of course, the percentage of that can be used on the utilities and some interest on the loans that they have. So that's what that program's designed for. Mm-hmm. And then there, it's pretty easy to do. For me, I say it's easy, but for a guy who's in business or a lady who's in business, it may be challenging for them. So our goal is to help you through the process. And the easiest thing to do is to call your banker and say, I'm interested in this. If you have a bank account with a national bank, I'm sure you received an email by now.
Right.
And so the goal would be to actually help them move through this particular process, secure those particular dollars, and then you go through the forgiveness process. And then if you had a reduction in your revenue,
which is a good bet. A few businesses didn't, but most did.
Yes. And then from that point, you can go and get the second PPP, the triple P.
The triple P.
Yes. And then from there, you could go and go through the forgiveness process. So that really helps you out through making sure your employees are paid and they're able to feed their children and
Absolutely.
Their family.
That's a great plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What a good resource.
Yeah. It helps out there.
It does. And I think that, there's some people who are fearful of applying, but that's what we're here for. We're here to walk you through the process. We're here to help you learn specifically what you need to bring, take to your bankers. So just give us a phone call or come by and see us at one of our locations, either in Mount Pleasant at Texarkana College or at the City Hall in Atlanta, Texas.
That's right. You said your office here in Texarkana was at Texarkana College.
It is at Texarkana College.
Well, that was very, very good partnership there.
Outstanding. I want to thank those guys for working with us because I think that's important, the public-private partnerships or the private-private partnerships. Uh-huh. And that's going to really help this community move forward as we work through this particular traumatic event that we've had from a national or international perspective.
All right. And where did you say the office was located in Atlanta?
At the City Hall in Atlanta. Right.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Very good.
Easy to find.
Easy to find. Easy. Get the help that you need. Or if you're wanting to start a business and you just don't know the hows, whos, what do that as well. Johnny, stay around because we're going to get you and Anna to play a little game.
Oh, good.
Oh,
it'll be fun.
Boy.
I promise. It's fun.
We'll guide you through it. It's pretty simple.
Fun. All right.
All right. More of the best of most countries coming up on the ping. On this Wednesday morning, cloudy, 68, going to be about 75 with a chance of severe storms this afternoon, and then sunshine returns for tomorrow. 1039mypickradio.com. The best in the most country is right here. And, of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible Millway with 3 locations to serve you in our area. And we've been talking with Johnny Riley about getting help for small businesses. And we're going to go over the numbers and the Facebook page and the locations one more time of where you could get help.
Yes.
But first, let's play a little game. And you people out there in Radio Land, play along with Johnny and Anna. And it's yes or BS is the name of the game today.
I'm
going to give you a statement. You decide whether it's true fact, whether something's a little bit wrong or all wrong about it, okay?
Right.
And let's see how we do here. Fruit flies were the first living creatures sent into space. Is that yes or BS made up? Fruit flies.
That sounds plausible.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I think so.
Johnny is pretty confident, and Johnny is right. Fruit flies were the first to go into space. Way back in 1947. I didn't know that we were in space then, but apparently we were. Let's see. What's next? Cyclones. You know, we call them hurricanes up here, but they call them cyclones in the southern hemisphere. Cyclones spin in a clockwise direction in the southern hemisphere. Is that correct or not?
That's true.
Anna's pretty confident.
I think they spin in the opposite direction.
Well, they do spin in the opposite direction here. The hurricanes
here,
are counterclockwise.
But down under.
Yeah. I've never been down there, but they say that when you let the water out of the bathtub, it goes the other way.
Yeah, and when you flush the toilet, it goes the other way.
That goes the
other
way.
See, I'd be so confused. Yeah. And all that driving on the wrong side of the road they do over in Europe.
Well, depending upon the country.
Yes.
I'd be confused, that's for sure. Let's see. Brazil is the only country in the Americas to have the official language of Portuguese. Is that yes,
yes.
or BS? He's confident.
Yes.
And he's right.
Yay.
Yes. Yes is the right answer. Couple more here.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage and Michael Jackson both married the same woman, obviously not at the same time. Is that yes or BS?
I don't know.
Who
are the two people again?
Nicolas Cage and Michael Jackson both married the same woman at one time or another.
Who was the woman?
Presley. Wasn't it Presley?
Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie.
Lisa Presley. Marie. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I just remember thinking it was weird that she married Michael. It's like, wait,
well,
what?
Yeah. She married both of them at one time or another.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I knew the Michael part of it. I didn't know that Nicolas Cage and her got married, but they did, apparently. And let's see, one more. The reason male dogs, you know, when they go to pee on the fire hydrant,
you know what they do?
They lift their leg up.
Right.
Okay. The reason male dogs lift their leg is they're trying to leave their mark higher, so it gives off the message that they are tall, intimidating, and the big dog on the street.
Yes.
That makes sense, yeah.
And you are absolutely correct. That is why the dogs do that. I did not know. Now we know.
Now we know.
We're much smarter than we were just a few minutes ago.
We are.
We are. Thank you.
And y'all did quite well, by the way. Johnny, if you would, give us those phone numbers and also the Facebook so people can get a hold of the Business Development Center.
Our phone number, and this is the main number for us, is 903-490-0822. That's 903-490-0822.
And your number?
My number is 903-908-5763. Mm-hmm. And our director is Tim Wilson. And if you call the first number, most likely you will receive Tim's voice.
And what was the Facebook page?
It's going to be North Texas SBDC. Northeast Texas SBDC.
All right. Northeast Texas SBDC is the
yes.
Facebook page. And we've been talking with Johnny Riley of the Northeast Texas Small Business Development Center. Thank you so much for coming in, Johnny, and spending a little time with us this morning.
Thank you again
for allowing us to come on. We look forward to working with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's anything we can do, or if someone calls in here, by all means, just let them know that, hey, we're here to help. And if you can send us their information, we will help make them successful.
Awesome.
We will
I like
do that.
That.
We love small business. And we love helping out.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.